9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing. Double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
Ten minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Minutes until Rough Riders. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes. West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, and dawn of your eyes, dust off your stride, when you say us, it make me trust, I will never keep
more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show, featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Almost time for Saturday Night Baseball at Riders Field. Frisco and Corpus Christi playing game five of a six-game series tonight in North Texas. Hi, folks. Good evening to you. Happy 4th of July weekend. And a big thanks to you for queuing up Rough Riders Baseball on your Saturday night. Beautiful night. A little overcast over top the ballpark. A little windy, a little humid. But the ballpark and the Rough Riders looking to continue what they've grown in the last two nights, a two-game win streak. Good way to answer what had become a three-game skid. Frisco with an 8-3 win on Thursday and a 5-0 win the last time out on Friday night. Pitching was great for Frisco. They almost had a no-hitter, and it's tough to say that. But Frisco pitching between Owen White and Seth Nordland, limiting the hooks to just two hits last night. Owen White, in his first go at Riders Field, picks up his second win of the season so far. White now 2-0 on the year. And seven strikeouts, one walk, no hits allowed, and a scoreless 5 1/3 innings. Comes in and gives up the ball to Seth Nordland. Nordland 3 2/3, gives up two hits, but two walks, four strikeouts, and the Rough Riders pitching really sharp. Offensively, Johnny Ornelas with another three-hit night. He goes 3 for 5, and then Blaine Krim, Kellen Strom, each with a two-hit night for the Rough Riders offense that finishes with 12 hits. Everybody but Dustin Harris at the top of the card picking up a base hit. So all but the top hitter, and Harris aboard with a walk in that ball game as the Riders finish 3 for 11 with runners in scoring position. But pitching was the difference last night. Taking a look now at the standings in the Texas League, it's Tulsa still with the most wins amongst anyone and pacing the North at a 42-29 record. Only a +9 run differential for the Drillers this season, but they've scored the most runs in the North. Meanwhile, the most runs scored in the South belongs to Amarillo, but the Soddy's at third. It's San Antonio pacing the way with a +37 run differential. That's the best in the Texas League, and that's why the Missions picked up their 40th win of the season last night. Only winners of 6 of their last 10, but San Antonio, since the month of June started, has played really strong baseball. Frisco continuing to win as well, staying three games behind the Missions at 38-35. The Rough Riders with a win tonight, an opportunity to be an even 500 team in the Texas League with a plus 500 record in the win-loss column without a positive record at home. They look to change that tonight. 7:05 first pitch between Frisco and Corpus Christi. Come back with us as we listen back to some of our favorite plays of last night's 5-0 shutout win. The fifth time of the season the Rough Riders pitching staff has blanked an opponent. 7:05 first pitch coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. 334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Continuing to get ready for a 7:05 first pitch between Corpus Christi and Frisco. Between the two, Stars and Stripes weekend at the ballpark. And again, a 7:05 first pitch in game five of our six-game series. A win tonight for either team ensures them at least a split over the other. A Rough Riders win would be their third in a row and be a good push of momentum going into what's shaping up to be a really good series next week in San Antonio. The last time that the Rough Riders were at the Wolf, they took all six. Certainly thinking that the Missions will be thinking of that. That'll be at the top of their minds. And it was a much more even series the last time these two faced here at Riders Field. Listening back to some of the highlights of last night's ballgame, two plays come to mind. First, J.P. Martinez got the scoring started after three shutout innings between the both starting pitchers, between Owen White and Adrian Chavez. The Rough Riders had a lot of scoring chances early, but Johnny Ornelas led off the fourth with a base hit and allowed J.P. Martinez to come to the plate and put the first runs on the board. High fly ball out into right field. Brewer going back. Incoming Lazy River. Two-run shot for J.P. Martinez. It was great to see for Martinez because he had a long time since that last home run. It was late May that Martinez hit his eighth, so that his ninth of the season. And it was good to see him get back in the saddle and pick up a home run. So a little bit later, the no-hitter was lost for Frisco in the seventh inning after Owen White departed in the sixth. Seth Nordland came in, walked two batters, but kept the no-hitter going into the seventh. And with two outs, Alex McKenna broke his bat on a completely tore the part of the bat in two. Was left with basically just the handle of the bat in his hands and the barrel spiraling in the air in the infield. It froze the first baseman, Blaine Krim, a little bit. He couldn't get to it. That was the first hit of the night. Cesar Salazar ripped a double into the right field wall, and the Rough Riders preserved the shutout with a beautiful 9-4-3 relay to the plate. 1-2. Ripped high in the air up the first base side, deep into the corner, and it bounces up against the wall. McKenna around third. He looks to come in to score. Throw to the plate. Whatley with the tag. They got him! That preserved the shutout. The Rough Riders didn't give up another run the rest of the night. They didn't give up another hit through the rest of the ball game with a clean eighth and a clean ninth. Owen White, 5 1/3. Seth Northern, 3 2/3. The two combined for 11 strikeouts, only giving up 3 walks and 2 hits. Just 2 arms needed for the 5th shutout win for Frisco this season. Looking pretty good. Tim Brennan on the mound tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about the upcoming pitching matchup. But first, let's take a look around the rest of the Texas League and set the stage for you a little bit with the upcoming 7:05 first pitch. Still haven't seen our umpires make their way up the first baseline yet. And so no home plate meeting taking place yet between the two. In last night's action across the league, Wichita and Springfield continued their series. And it was the Cardinals at home out hitting Wichita 7-6, but a lopsided win. Springfield scored 3 in the first inning to top Wichita 5-1. Amarillo in a high-scoring ball game at home over Northwest Arkansas, 11-10 in a game that had 24 combined hits. The Naturals scored 4 in the top of the ninth, but they fell just 1 run short of the comeback. A 5-run fifth inning for Amarillo paced the way last night in Hodgetown. San Antonio, we mentioned it, they picked up win number 40 last night, 9-5 at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. A 9-5 win over the Rockhound with 11 hits to Midland's 10. Both teams committed an error. Tulsa with the most wins in the Texas League, they picked up win number 9 last night. Win number 42 last night with a 9-3 victory over Arkansas. 12 hits for Tulsa, just 10 for the visiting Travelers. So, looking at the standings now, it's Frisco in second place in the Texas League South Division. San Antonio clinched the first half, and they're on top of the South at 40-31. Frisco at 38-35. Looking at how teams have played in the second half, it's actually pretty much a wash. Amarillo's the only team with a record above 500. They're 3-1 to start the season with a -6. But Amarillo threw out of the gate in the second half, the first 4 games up and down. One team 3-1. It's Northwest Arkansas in the Amarillo series. So the Saudis 3-1 as Northwest Arkansas 1-3. But everybody else 2-2. It's been a 500 split series through the first 4 games across the Texas League, and it's certainly interesting to see. The tiebreaker in that does not go to run differential. Really, really interesting. You'd think if that, with only 4 games played, how you would differentiate who is atop. Arkansas is atop the Texas League North Division at 2-2 behind Springfield, Tulsa, and Wichita. All those teams at 2-2. 7:05 first pitch as we continue to get a little bit closer. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the home Rough Riders, they'll have the left fielder Dustin Harris batting leadoff. Johnny Ornelas at short batting second. J.P. Martinez in center field tonight bats third. And Blaine Krim at first with an 8.11 OPS, the cleanup man. David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher tonight, batting fifth. Kellen Strom, the designated hitter, and he'll be in the sixth spot. 7-8-9 for Frisco of the third baseman Trey Hare. Sandro Fabian in right, and Jax Biggers at second in this ballgame for the Rough Riders. Again, defensively for Frisco, Harris in left, Martinez in center, Fabian in right, Hare at third, Ornelas at short with Biggers at second, Krim at first, David Garcia behind the plate catching the balls and strikes for Mr. Tim Brennan. Brennan this season a 1-2 record with Frisco as he, the last time out in Arkansas, it was his first outing where he allowed more than 1 earned run. Numerous times this year, and every time this year for Brennan since he took the mound for Frisco, hadn't given up more than 1 earned run, but it was 5 earned on 5 hits in Arkansas in 3 innings. He did finish with 4 strikeouts and 1 walk, but that's just the first time. So the ERA for Brennan jumping way up from a 1.42 to a 3.27. But the whip is still in a great spot. 0.95 because of the fact Tim Brennan, he finished the month of May with 7 Ks, 1 walk. And then in June, 13 strikeouts and 3 walks. So hoping for that tonight. A Corpus Christi team that is quite potent because of their ability to find the long ball. If they get free passes, you turn a solo shot into a 2-run or 3-run long fly. Now looking at the starting lineup for Corpus Christi, Wilcher Abreu, the left fielder, in the top of the order. The catcher, Cesar Salazar, batting second. In center, Justin Dearden in the 3 spot, and the designated hitter, Shea Whitcomb, batting fourth. Will Wagner at second, bats fifth. Brian Arias in right field, batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Kessinger, in the 7 spot. Shortstop Edwin Diaz, batting eighth. And Jordan Brewer at first, batting ninth. Again, defensively for Corpus Christi, Abreu in left, Dearden in center, Arias in right field, Kessinger the third baseman, Diaz at short, Wagner at second base, and Brewer at first. Cesar Salazar behind the dish for the young right-hander Jaime Melendez at just 20 years old. Houston signed Melendez, and he began his professional career in 2019 when he was just 18 years old. Made 11 appearances in the Dominican Summer League for the Astros club. Then in 2021, after an off-COVID year, Melendez with 3 different teams and got all the way up to Double A at just 19 years old, which is really incredible. And he didn't turn 20 until later September when the season came to a close. So just 20 years old with the Hooks this year. It's been a different go, but hoping for Melendez to have the numbers talk tonight. He's 1-7 with a 5.22 earned run average. National anthem time at Riders Field. We'll step aside for it. First pitch on Saturday night, right around the corner. Zach Bigley joins us for the call of the game next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that'd be explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will
gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut out and miss. Strike 3.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud Double-A affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
It's game five of the six-game series between the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks here from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. It's a hot day, but it's a nice one. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you about 25 minutes north of downtown Dallas. We're set for baseball. The Rough Riders, winners of two in a row, including their fifth shutout win of the season last night, 5-0 against Corpus Christi. And they sent Tim Brennan on the mound here in Game 5. It's Stars and Stripes weekend. Good crowd in attendance. The Rough Riders in their Stars and Stripes uniform. They'll be wearing them four consecutive days, actually. Last night, tonight, tomorrow, and they'll wear them in the first game in San Antonio on July 4th itself. It's going to be a fun one, Chris.
Really excited, Zach. And it's great to see the pitching in a spot where it is, where last night this was a staff that was teetering on a no-hitter, and they trust the guy in Tim Brennan to go out and make a Saturday night start. Look at the Ks per walks this year at 16-1, as Brennan just does not walk guys. We've seen him really limit the numbers in the month of June especially. Doesn't give up walks, and so that's going to be what they hope for him. As this season, 20 strikeouts and only 22 walks given up.
Tim Brennan has been really good. A tough start his last time out, though.
Yeah.
Six runs, five earned over three innings against Arkansas in a loss on the road, and he looks to rebound from that. He was facing Corpus Christi earlier this season, actually in his debut with the Rough Riders this year, coming off a lat injury that kept him out at the beginning of the season. Brennan, two shutout innings with three strikeouts, a single batter reach against him in that first outing against Corpus Christi. So he looks to repeat that here against them in his first start against them this year. They faced him one time last year as well on May 15th, 2021. 3 2/3 innings start, just ramping up at the beginning of the season, and that was shutout baseball as well. Wilcher Abreu set to lead it off. In from the left side. And Tim Brennan, the right-hander, is set to go on the hill. The former seventh-round pick of the Rangers back into his wind. Away we go from Frisco. It's way outside. And one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. today. Rough Riders entering in at 2-2 in the second half. 1-1, or 1-0 is just outside. It's now two balls and no strikes. And so is Corpus Christi, with this being the first series of the second half of play. Frisco, 38-35 on the season. 2-0. Just inside, three balls, no strikes. Corpus, 34-39 on the year. Really good matchup between these two this season. 3-0. Pours that in for a strike in the outside corner, and it's now three balls and one strike. This is the 11th meeting. The teams have split five games apiece. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball off the outside corner. Three balls and two strikes. All 11 appearances between the two clubs have been here at Riders Field. Riders will take on Corpus Christi down there later this year. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. High fastball for Tim Brennan, and he strikes out his first. That brings Cesar Salazar to the plate.
What a bounce back after a 3-0 start.
Three straight strikes, called swinging and swinging. He has strikeout number one in the first batter he sees, and Cesar Salazar bats now. This has been a Corpus Christi team that is trying to find their offensive rhythm. Brennan winds back and deals. Down the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's 0-1. Up until the seventh inning. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. In last night's ball game, and that was the second time in a week that Corpus had been no hit through seven innings. 1-1. Chopper, first base side, and foul. One ball, two strikes. Corpus has really struggled overall in the last couple weeks. Held to just two hits last night. They're hitting under 200 as a team in those last 2 weeks. Brennan looks over his glove. He rocks back ahead in the count on Salazar. The 1-2. Soft grounder, first base side. Krim Fields flips underhand to Tim Brennan, covering, and it's in time. Strikeout and a ground out. Two up, two down against Brennan to start the first inning. No score. And Justin Dearden bats. A lot of ground balls expected today from Tim Brennan. He rolls them at a 58% clip, which is extremely high. We'll rely on that defense a lot in today's ballgame. First offering to Dearden. He slashes it foul the opposite way into the seats. 0-1. Defense behind Brennan looks like this. Dustin Harris in left, J.P. Martinez in center, and Sandro Fabian is out in right field today. Here's the windback in the 0-1 pitch. Liner foul right side this time. Clips the top of the netting and down into the seats. 0-2. Trey Hare at third. Johnny Ornelas at short. Jax Biggers at second base. Wayne Grimm at first. And David Garcia is behind the plate. Brennan looks over his glove. He's back into his windup in the 0-2 pitch. High. 1-2. Harrison Silverman has balls and strikes behind home, our umpire. Tanner Dobson down the first baseline, and Willie Traynor is down the third baseline. 1-2. Check swing, down low and inside the appeal, and he was able to hold. 2-2. Performs today. The blue and the white stars on the left shoulder. As the ball got loose from the berm out in left field, and Dustin Harris is going to have to go track it down.
Better than a beach ball.
Yeah, we saw that a couple nights ago. Twice, right?
Twice.
Baseballs are easier to throw back up into the wind than peach balls are.
It did not work out well.
No, it did not. 2-2 to Dearden, left-handed batter. The right-hander Brennan winds back and deals in. Hard grounder up the middle, and that squeaks through for a base hit. Into right center field, and Dearden a wide turnaround first, but Martinez gets it back in quickly. Shane Whitcomb bats now. Right-handed hitter, the DH today. Hitting just 188, 8 homers and 26 runs batted in.
This is the top of the order. When you look at Corpus Christi, that goes left-hander, 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 right-hander, left-hander. Batter's not averaging great numbers against Brennan this year, but the lefties do have the advantage.
He deals in the first pitch. Just outside to Whitcomb, and it's 1-0. And Whitcomb has really struggled against right-handed pitching this year. He has murdered lefties. But, on the other end, the right-handers have had a lot of success against them. 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1. Whitcomb just hitting 147 against right-handed pitching in his 61 games. And just a 201 slugging percentage. Brennan ready from the stretch. 1-1. Soft grounder, foul right side off the hands near the on-deck circle where Will Wagner waits, and it's 1-2. Runner at first, no score. Top of the first inning. Brennan working from the stretch. Defense behind him back. 1-2 offering. Strikes. Whitcomb has had a tough series, just 1-15 so far. Describes the whole series as a Corpus Christi offense. It's been a bit of a struggle. 2-2. Soft grounder to the left side of the infield. Ornelas picks it short, slings on the run, and gets Whitcomb. There's the final out of the first inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Tim Brennan allows a harmless single. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. Our score, it's Corpus Christi nothing, and the Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Harris in for the left side to start things off in the home half of the first inning. Nothing our score. Jaime Melendez deals in. Just off the outside corner and low, one ball and no strikes. Tim Brennan, a nice inning in the first, just allowing a single, and now the Rough Riders go on the offense against Jaime Melendez, the 1-0. Harris cracks it first base side. Fair ball. It's a backhanded stop by Brewer. Race to the bag, and he just beats Dustin Harris. It looked like a foul ball, but it was called fair by Tanner Dobson. Brewer picked it up in foul territory, and he didn't even realize it was fair. And then he started sprinting towards the bag, and he barely beat Dustin Harris. Really tough to tell from our angle as to whether or not it was fair or foul, but it's called a fair ball, and it's a ground out to first base. One away. Johnny Ornelas now, first pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes a strike. The inside edge, 0-1. Ornelas, the active leading hitter in the Texas League once again. Fell to number two, and now he's back up there. The pitch, cracked foul back behind home, 0-2. Hitting .335 on the season now. Three-hit day yesterday, his 14th three-hit game. 0-2 is high all the way back to the backstop, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jaime Melendez making his third start against the Rough Riders in his career, all of them coming this season. His two starts coming in the series earlier, I should say third appearance, the pitch. High and outside, misses, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Made one start, one out of the bullpen. Overall, he's allowed 9 runs, 6 earned over 5 2/3 innings. The Rough Riders have really roughed him up. The pitch, fouled straight back. It's been a tough season for him, just 1-7 this year. With a 5.22 ERA, he's making his 16th outing and his 11th start on the year. Shoulders square to the third base bag, winds the 2-2. Ornelas swings and misses at a fastball at 96 miles an hour and strikes out. Two down for J.P. Martinez. Martinez in for the left side. Base is clear, 2 outs, no score. The pitch, fouled away, left side, 0-1. 5-for-11 series for Martinez. He's doubled, tripled, and homered. Couple RBIs, couple runs scored for the new man in the 3 spot. He's hit the 3rd spot the last 3 games, and those have been his first 3 games all season there. The pitch is chopped on the ground, first base side and foul. 0-2. Still trying to figure out if he's going to be that guy in the 3 spot or not. 0-2. High and outside. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders and Corpus Christi hooks scoreless here in the bottom of the first. Melendez deals in the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 1-2-3, first inning for Jaime Melendez with a couple strikeouts. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the second, and Tim Brennan back to the hill when we come back. 0-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps and he makes
it. My goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The top of the second inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Will Wagner, Brian Audius, and Greg Kessinger, the three due up for Corpus Christi in a scoreless game. Tim Brennan back to the hill. Right-hander back into his windy pitches. Hard grounder up the middle. The second baseman Biggers to his right. He fields, throws under first and gets him. And there's one away. Nice range by Jax Biggers showing it off and actually got around it. Was able to make a four-handed stop and make the play.
That was a hop right at the last second that came up on him, but great snap reaction. Little experimentation for the Rough Riders to put Jax Biggers over on that right side. Of course, he's comfortable over there.
Here's Brian Audius now, first pitch. Breaking ball low and away, one ball, no strikes. It was funny earlier in the season in practice as to which is the most difficult position to play, the 1-0. Chopper up the middle, behind the second base bag. Another try for Biggers. He backhands, throws into first and gets him. Two up, two down on two ground outs to second. Greg Kessinger now. No score in the top of the second inning. And, of course, catcher and shortstop were ruled out. Those are usually the toughest positions to play. But Jax was saying that second base is actually harder than third. He's played all over the place. Here's the wind back in the first pitch to Kessinger. Down low and inside, one ball, no strikes. Said second base is so tough because there are more opportunities for the ball to hop before it gets to you. The 1-0 pitch. It finds the outside edge, a called strike. 1-1. And so more opportunities for a bad hop, more opportunities for the ball to bounce up or down in any different direction. 1-1 toss on the way. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. And said that makes it a little bit harder of a position. Third base is very reactionary, is what he said. And you have a good opportunity to just make the quick reaction. 2-1. Ground ball right side. That squeaks through for a base hit. Well, Kessinger pounds it into the ground and ends up in right field. Two-out base hit, just like we saw in the first inning. No score here in the second. Edwin Diaz now.
I think the good thing about that is that's another thing off the ground. Everything's been off the ground for Brennan so far, just as the tape would tell. And that's a ground ball that Biggers fields if he's not shifted up the middle and over there on a right-handed hitting Greg Kessinger.
Another right-handed hitter in Diaz now. First pitch. Finds the outside edge. Fastball from Brennan, 0-1. The shift is pole side on the infield and opposite way on the outfield. Or the shortstop Diaz, who's been very good defensively this series, especially at third. 0-1. Outside. Breaking ball. Or no, that was the fastball again. It's one ball and one strike. Brennan allowing two hits, both ground balls, and that's exactly to be expected from him. Everything sinks down in the zone. 1-1 toss. High and away. Back pick to first. Not in time. Two balls, one strike. Brennan inserting himself into the starting rotation a couple weeks ago. Originally came out of the bullpen in long relief. He's ready from the stretch. 2-1. Diaz swings and misses on a big breaking ball low and away. 2-2. Brennan has been a starter his entire career. Didn't come out of the bullpen for the first time until he joined the Rough Riders. 2-2. Runner goes. Check swing and a miss. He went around. Strike three. Now Tim Brennan has his second strikeout. And it's another two-out single stranded for Corpus Christi. No runs. One hit. No errors and a runner left stranded. Still no score as we go to the home half of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? Your air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blake Grimm starts it off for the Riders in the second. First pitch, he whacks it foul right side, and it's 0-1. Grimm, Garcia, and Strom. First three due up for the Rough Riders. Frisco and Corpus scoreless. Jaime Melendez, a 1-2-3 first inning. He winds back in the 0-1. In the air, out to right center field with decent carry, but Brian Audius cuts over. And it's Dearden who gets cut off by Audius, and Audius makes the catch. It's just me, or is Corpus having a lot of communication issues this series?
Well, it's certainly not their first, and it's not even their second. You think back about Tuesday's opener. Misael Tamaras was on the mound, and Audius came in and cut him off. So
that's Audius again?
Yeah, that is Audius again.
Yesterday, it was the left side of the infield in Kessinger and Wagner who had a little communication issue. First pitch to David Garcia is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Got to talk, guys.
Got to talk out there. Communication is key.
The dating advice by Chris Jarrett?
Yep.
0-1. High and away. One ball, one strike. A little bit of everything here. Except for runs. No score so far.
Nice.
Thanks. Here's the wide back and the 1-1. Grounded foul at the plate. One ball, two strikes. Garcia, the switch hitter from the left side. Hitting 233 on the season. Four home runs, 21 RBIs. He calls time, steps out. He's catching today. Saw him DH a couple nights ago. 1-2, strike three called. Got him outside corner. Jaime Melendez, two outs, and Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate.
This is what Melendez, as young as he is, this is what he'll do, is really no walks and a lot of strikeouts, but adverse to what we see with Tim Brennan, where he produces a lot of groundouts, it's a lot of pitches that exist in the zone for Melendez and gives up a lot of hits, a lot of runs.
First pitch to Strom, a wave and a miss.
And it's 0-1.
But a lot of strikeouts, again, on the other end of that.
Yeah, Melendez, as you mentioned, young, just 20 years old. He's back into his wind, the 0-1. Low and outside. One ball, one strike, and you can tell the stuff is there. You can look at the 1-7 record, which, of course, win-loss record means nothing, especially in today's game. Still a lot of room to grow. The 1-1, breaking ball low. It's two balls and one strike. And he's had outings this year where he started off a little tough and figured it out, and vice versa, like today. The 2-1. Inside. Three balls, one strike.
Didn't have a single five-inning go throughout the season until he got to June. Then he had a pair.
3-1. Fouled away, right side, 3-2.
So starting to just appear longer. You look at three starts, five appearances in first April and May, but then four starts, five appearances in June. More outings on the mound, but it's the ERA in June that was really low at a 2-0-1.
Payoff pitch to Strom. Swing and a miss. Boy, he just blew a fastball right by him for strike three. Four strikeouts, six up, six down for Jaime Melendez through two innings of work. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. And we go to the top of the third. Chris Jarrett, he's on the mic when we come back. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Scoreless start out of the gate between Frisco and Corpus Christi on Saturday night. We start the third. 9-1-2 due up for Tim Brennan. He allowed a pair of base hits. One in the first, one in the second. He's out for the third inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you at Riders Field. Brennan's first pitch facing the nine-man Jordan Brewer, and the first pitch is in for a called strike. 0-1. Brewer, the first baseman today. Brennan's 0-1 pitch. Back over the net on a foul ball. Quickly in front, 0-2. He was the man up the line on an interesting start to the game. A ground ball that Brewer maybe thought was foul. It was called fair up the line. Tanner Dobson, the crew chief, is up there. 0-2. Tapper at the plate. It skips off the foot of Brewer. Still no balls, two strikes. Then a late reaction, Harris sprinting, if you're Jordan Brewer, Dustin Harris sprinting at you, and then it turned into a foot race. Brewer got there in time, got to the bag. No hits for Frisco yet offensively. Tim Brennan peeks over the glove with the 0-2, pitch on its way. In the air, shallow hit, right center field. Jax Biggers on the move, can't make the catch. Was sprinting towards the outfield wall at the last second, poked his left hand out, slid down to a knee, tried to make the catch, and a jam shot falls in for a base hit. Oh, he almost had it.
That would have been a spectacular catch if he was able to make it, but it was just out of his reach.
It's really the only outcome we've seen with Tim Brennan on the bump that's been up in the air. Turn the lineup card to the top. The left fielder, Wilger Abreu, standing in. Righty-lefty matchup. Brennan checks first, comes home. Working from the stretch, the first pitch missing down and away, ball one. We mentioned the splits for Tim Brennan against right-handers and left-handers. Both sides of the plate, numbers aren't great in terms of producing base hits. Hooks with three so far, throw to first. A little low on Krim, no tag applied. Runner at first base in a scoreless ball game, but the Hooks out hitting the Riders 3-0 through two innings, and then some now starting the third. Hit in the first for the Hooks, one in the second, now one here in this third frame. Brennan's 1-0. Cranked up the first baseline, but way foul. Or that one might have cleared the lazy river. Abreu well in front of that pitch. I don't think those folks are going to find that. It's 1-1. Pitch home. Called strike a little up in the zone. And it's now one ball and two strikes. Brennan this season against right-handed hitters only averaging 180 in over 14 innings of work. Really good numbers. You'll take that. 1-2. Inside, and a good stop by Garcia. It holds Brewer at first base. A throw over there. He slides in time. Krim will toss that into the seats. Two balls, two strikes on Abreu. Against left-handers, as is the left fielder Abreu, a 242, so standard splits. Left-handed hitters having success on a right-handed pitcher. Abreu ready. Break even. Runner goes in the air. Biggers can't make the catch. It falls into right center on a line. Brewer around second. He heads for third. Now looks to come in. Ornelas the tag at second. They got him. Brewer scores from first. Abreu fried at second base. Base is clear with one out, but Corpus Christi striking first in the top of the third. 1-0 Hooks. We saw a beautiful relay by the outfielder Fabian to get it in. Fabian to Biggers to Ornelas at second. Righty-lefty again for Brennan. Bases clear. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Low for strike one. Cesar Salazar, the catcher, standing in. RBI base hit for Wilger Abreu, but tagged out at second. Next toss. Up high. One ball and one strike. Last night, the relay 9-4-3 from Stowers, Foscue to Watley kept the shutout alive. 1-1. Ground ball right side. Biggers a lot easier of a play for him than the first two. He throws to Krim. And there's the first out of the inning. Still bases clear. One gone for the center fielder, Justin Dearden. Should say two gone after the Abreu tag at second. Big breath from Brennan. Kicks and fires. Fastball. That's in there. No balls and a strike to the center fielder, Justin Dearden, that picked up the first hit on Brennan. That came back in the first inning. 0-1. Tapped back to the net. Dearden sat back on that back foot, waited for it. But fanned underneath it. Good spot for Brennan, 0-2. Hooks out hitting the Rough Riders 4-0, and it's put them in front. 1-0 our score. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the high heat. Third strikeout of the night for Tim Brennan, but he gives up the first run of the ball game on two hits. No errors and nobody left aboard. Fourth strikeout on an upstairs fastball for Tim Brennan. Frisco looking for their first hit in the bottom of the fourth inning with 7-8-9 up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you probably done stuff pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here comes Frisco in the bottom of the third. 1-0, Corpus Christi out in front. Jaime Melendez, the right-hander on the bump. He faces Trey Hare, the first pitch. A late swing up in the air over the net, foul. 0-1. Frisco starter Tim Brennan giving up two hits in the third. Four allowed tonight. It's brought in the first run. 0-1 to Hare. Tapper at the plate. A big cut from the Rough Riders starting third baseman tonight. Hare now working 0-2.
It was a hanging breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. Hare wants that one back.
It was a strong win out to the outfield. Time called for Melendez to reset. High hands for Trey Hare from the left side. Melendez, the 0-2. Fastball right by him for strike three. Strikeout number five tonight. And do that math. Five of the seven for Melendez faced and sat call. Bases clear. One gone for the right fielder, Sandro Fabian. And at bat has not been longer than six pitches tonight for Melendez. It's been quick work for Tim Brennan as well on the other end of the dugout. Righty-righty to Fabian. The first pitch. Fastball missed inside. Ball one. Brennan coming up with quick outcomes. But it's Melendez that they'd like to go long. A 1-0. Breaking ball down and away from Fabian. Two balls, no strikes. A six-pitch strikeout on Johnny Ornelas in the first. A six-pitch strikeout on Kellen Strom in the second. Now 2-0 to Fabian. Cranked up the third baseline. Deep into the corner. Abreu back. Line drive. Long ball. Homer number 10 on the season for Sandro Fabian, and it ties our ball game in the third. That one got out in a big hurry. Screaming line drive home run into the in-touch home run terrace for Sandro Fabian.
Now I want to see where this lands, Chris. Did that hit the coffee cup? If that hits the coffee cup on that sign, it's a $50,000 donation.
I didn't see a coffee cup after the ball landed. First pitch to Jax Biggers is in for a strike, 0-1.
Oh, that's close.
Home run number 10 for Sandro Fabian this season. Jax Biggers now shoots one into right center, a left center field, should say. Justin Dearden coming over, but it's Abreu to make the catch. Fly out to left field for the second baseman tonight, Jax Biggers. Top of the order. Not only the first run of the night for Frisco, but the first hit as well. Dustin Harris, who's homered in this series. First pitch to him. A breaking ball that dots the zone from Melendez. Trey Hare has missed his last two games. He went down swinging. The 0-1. Finds his own on Harris, 0-2. We didn't see Sandro Fabian last night, but an outing for him on the final night in June on Thursday. So when Frisco started their now two-game winning streak, looking to make it three tonight. Righty-lefty from Melendez to Harris, the 0-2. Down and bouncing in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Texas ended up coming back and topping the Mets earlier today, 7-3 the final. They got the series started last night, and a win for them tonight. 1-2, tapper at the plate, foul. Still a one ball, two strike count. I should say a win for them today. They started earlier. More Ezekiel Duran news. He homered for the AAA E-Train last night. 1-2. Off the inside handle of the bat of Harris on a late cut, and it floats behind the Riders dugout. Still one ball, two strikes to the left fielder, Dustin Harris. Two runs for the Mets in the first, four for the Rangers in the second. 1-2 up the third baseline, and just foul. Have not seen Dustin Harris go the opposite way too many times this year. That one was almost straightened out enough to be a base hit up the third baseline. But the speed that Harris has could potentially have been two. 1-2 to him. A late swing into the net, again over towards Frisco's dugout. Long at bat, that's starting to become a pain for Jaime Melendez. Make it four consecutive foul balls from Dustin Harris. 1-1, all knotted up in the third after the Sandro Fabian solo shot. 1-2, five in a row. Harris battling with two strikes and two outs, and the base is clear. Frisco wearing the Stars and Stripes weekend themed jerseys. At Riders Field, they had the military salute in between the top and bottom of the third inning. Active and former military service men and women standing. 1-2 missed down and away. Even count, two balls, two strikes. This by far the longest at bat for Melendez tonight. Pitch number 10 on the other end of the delivery from Jaime Melendez. Here it is. Inside, just missed. Now three balls, two strikes. An at-bat for Harris that started 0-2 before the first pitch miss. Then five consecutive foul balls. Now two straight misses of the zone. Payoff pitch from the right-hander. Inside for ball four. They'll say that it actually hit Harris coming across home plate. And so Dustin Harris jogging up the first base side. Two-out base runner for Johnny Ornelas. Ornelas picking up his 14th three-hit outing last night. Started the game 0-for-1 with a strikeout, then put his head down. Righty-righty from Melendez with Kessinger in at third. First pitch in for a called strike, 0-1. A really good go for Ornelas. All base hits, singled and scored in the fourth. Base hit in the fifth and seventh, stranded both times. 0-1. Ground ball, left side, hard hit towards Diaz. He'll flip an underhand throw to second to retire Harris for the final out. Frisco ties the ball game on a Sandro Fabian solo homer, number 10 of the year for the veteran outfielder. And Frisco and Corpus Christi tied on Saturday night. We go to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Back after this.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-9 at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Shea Whitcomb standing in. First pitch called strike from Tim Brennan, and we're off and running in the fourth inning from Riders Field. 1-1 on Saturday night. Tim Brennan looking to tie a season high tonight. The 0-1 shot in the air out to shallow right, and it drops in for a base hit. Fifth hit for Corpus Christi tonight. Second consecutive frame where the hooks kickstart it with a base hit. Haven't seen too many baseballs hard hit. The last three hits for the hooks have been, though. And that one, again, a little golf shot. Not a lot of pop to it off the bat of Whitcomb, but enough to clear the infield and drop into the outfield. Righty-lefty matchup on the second baseman, Will Wagner, first pitch. Motors in for a called strike. We're talking about Texas taking on the Mets. A close loss last night. They got vengeance today, evened up the series. 0-1 will wait. A throw to first is low away from Krim, so no tag. Runner at first, nobody gone in the fourth.
Good to see some homers out of the Rangers.
Cole Calhoun.
Yeah.
Mashing the baseball.
Leody Tavares hitting one as well. That's great to see.
No balls in a strike. Popped in the air. Left field. Harris having to charge in and now gets to his spot. Moseys on over and makes the catch. Wagner now 0-2 tonight as he flies out to Harrison left. One gone, runner at first. Right fielder Brian Adias coming to the plate. Good setup for Tim Brennan to get through the fourth. We mentioned four left-handed hitters of the top five guys on the order for Corpus Christi. 6-9, all right-handers, where Brennan's numbers have been better towards him this year. First pitch, just missed the outer edge. One ball, no strikes to Adias, who grounded out to continue the second. Three pitches from Brennan in that second inning, and he got his first two outs. Quick worker on the ground ball. 1-0. In the air, down the first baseline, tailing towards the seats, and a long foul ball evens the count. Good Saturday night crowd on hand, gearing up for Sunday's ball game. Brennan's 1-1. Weak tapper left side. Hare charging in. No play to second. He'll throw to first for the second out. Whitcomb from first, advancing up to second base on the ground ball. Two gone for the third baseman, Greg Kessinger. It's a tough play for Krim. You got to come in, cut it on the hop, and make a running throw to first. This is a strong defensive infield for Frisco with Hare at third, Ornelas at short, Biggers at second, and Krim at first.
Especially those two guys up there.
Righty-righty for Brennan to Kessinger. First pitch in the air, hard hit to left field. That is going to get past Harris and roll to the wall. Wood come around third. He comes in to score. Corpus Christi back in front in the fourth inning. Kessinger hopping on the first pitch from Brennan. And the RBI double, the longest hit of the night for the Hooks. 2-1 ball game.
Kessinger's had a tough season. Entered into this game hitting just 173, but he's 5-for-12 in the series now. He's had a really good set.
Fabian's home run in the bottom of the third tied our game. Now Frisco back facing a deficit. Righty-righty matchup for Brennan on Edwin Diaz, the shortstop. RBI chance, Kessinger going for three. First pitch is shot in the air out to right field. Drops in front of Fabian for a base hit. Kessinger scores on a beautiful jump from second. It's 3-1 Corpus Christi. Back-to-back first pitch hits for the Hooks at the plate. And the hit and run pays off. Tim Brennan, one more out, will tie a season high of four innings. He did that on June 19th against Midland.
He didn't strike out any batters, and he walked two in that ball game. Gave up an earned run on a homer. That was really it. One of two hits that Brennan gave up in four innings of work.
For his first seven outings of the year, he had a 1.42 ERA. He was really pitching well until that last one in Arkansas where it got away from him a little bit. And he's made some good pitches in this one, but some soft ground balls for hits. And then here in this inning, the last two batters have had some pretty solid contact against him.
Brennan's first two innings, no runs on two hits. Righty-righty on the bottom of the order, Jordan Brewer. First pitch, tapped at the plate, foul, 0-1. 32 pitches, 19 strikes from Brennan in the first two innings. Picked up two strikeouts. All of his outs recorded, aside from anything put in play, was on the ground. Four ground ball outcomes, 0-1. Tapped again weakly at the plate. This time trickles over towards Frisco's dugout, 0-2. Jordan Brewer, the first man to score of the night. Got a base hit to begin the third inning, and Wilger Abreu with an RBI single back in the third inning. 0-2, Will Wade to throw to first. Grimm with the tag as Diaz slides back in safely. Still no balls and two strikes. Long look in from Brennan. Gathers in his glove. Ready for the 0-2 pitch. Back to the net. Still 0-2. Mentioned the first two innings for the right-handed starter. The most recent two, or at least an inning and two-thirds, now giving up the three runs on five hits. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Brennan with the heater at 91. And his third strikeout of the night. Strands Diaz at first base. Two runs come in for Corpus Christi to break the 1-1 tie. Hooks in front, 3-1, our score. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Martinez, Grimm, Garcia due up for Frisco next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base. Add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
JP Martinez flies out on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth. Quickly one gone for the right-hander Jaime Melendez. And we begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Blaine Grimm coming to the plate with nobody aboard and one out. A pop-up from Martinez up the third baseline. It was Greg Kessinger able to run it down. Righty-righty from Melendez, the first pitch. That dots the zone. No balls and a strike to the Rough Riders first baseman, Grimm, that flew out into right field, hard hit. 0-1. dropped in the dirt. Counts even to Krim, 1-1. Frisco went 6 up, 6 down to start the ballgame in the first two innings. Melendez quickly tallied 4 Ks. 1-1. Hard hit out to right center field. Arias on the move, now coming in and makes the catch. You hear the crack of the bat from Blaine Krim, and it's twice. Brian Arias able to run it down. Can't have your blinker on. Right pocket, unless that's on purpose.
Could be on purpose. Some guys do it sort of superstition, I guess.
Righty lefty to David Garcia, the switch hitting catcher. Drops in 0-1. Tristan Polley says he has to clip his nails before every start. 0-1. Garcia chops one up the middle, a bouncing ball. Shortstop Diaz there, throws to first in time for one of the shorter half innings you'll have all year. 6 pitches to Frisco. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. We're quickly through 4 tonight. 3-1 Hooks leading Frisco, and we start the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley back with you after this.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets to 3-4-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With 60 pitches through 4 innings, Tim Brennan is back to the mound for the Rough Riders. Top half of the fifth inning, it's 3-1, Corpus Christi. Top of the order due up as well, Wilder Abreu, Cesar Salazar, and Justin Dearden. Tim Brennan needs one out to record a season-long outing, tying his season-long with 4 innings so far. Waiting on a ball to be retrieved down the left side from the warning track. And we're set for baseball here in the fifth. Brennan back into his wind, he deals. Off the outside corner and misses. 1 ball, no strikes. Abreu, the left-handed batter, an RBI single back in the third. He was thrown out at second, trying to stretch it to 2. 1-0. He cracks it on the ground. 2 hops right to Blaine Krim at first. Takes it easily, side-saddled left. And onto first base himself for the out. Abreu shut things down about halfway down the line. 1 out here in the fifth, and Cesar Salazar stands in now. 0-2 today, but came in the leading hitter in this order. 3-10, 6 homers, 26 runs batted in. Left-handed batter out of the University of Arizona. Brennan, first pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Tim Brennan out of St. Joe's University in his hometown, Philadelphia. He's back into his wind. He issues in the 0-1. High and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. He's a pure Philly guy. Always talking about his hometown and how much he misses it. Big cheesesteak guy. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. Steak cheese isn't a thing, right? Just cheesesteak. Brennan looks over his glove. 2-1 on the way. Swing and a miss, 2-2.
What would a steak cheese be?
A steak is the ball.
That'd be a hearty Sammy.
Would you eat that, though? 2-2. Soft grounder, first base side again. Krim, hip-high pick, takes to the bag himself, 2-1.
Probably not. I don't know.
You wouldn't take a bite?
I'll tell you what, that's a rare sandwich.
Ah, this guy. Justin Dearden now, 3-1 Corpus Christi, top of the fifth. Brennan looking to close five innings for the first time this year. First pitch. High fly ball out to left field. Dustin Harris retreating, just shy of the warning track. He settles under it, makes the grab, and there it is. Five innings for Tim Brennan. He exits this inning at least. With Corpus Christi still leading 3-1. Rough Riders trying to get some runs. They'll send Strom, Hare, and Fabian to the plate against Jaime Melendez when we come back for the home half of the fifth of the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts it off for the Riders in the home half of the fifth. First pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Strom, Hare, Fabian. 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order, trailing 3-1 to Corpus. Jaime Melendez, the 0-1. Breaking ball low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. Strom, a strikeout back in the second against Melendez. Jaime has five strikeouts so far through his four innings. Pitch home. He bunts through it on a high fastball. One ball, two strikes. Strom riding a 19-game on-base streak entering into this one. Longest active streak on the Rough Riders. All he needs to do is reach today, and he'll tie the longest streak this season by Justin Foscue. 1-2. Strike three call. Got him on the outside corner. Six strikeouts for Jaime Melendez. One out here in the fifth, and that brings Trey Hare to the plate. Hare, a strikeout victim back in the third. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders have been held to just one hit tonight, a solo homer by Sandro Fabian. Getting out hit 7-1. 0-1. Hare swings and misses late on the fastball, and it's 0-2. The only other base runner, Dustin Harris, walked two batters after Fabian in that third. Three in all the other frames. 0-2. Just inside. One ball, two strikes, missing with the fastball. He's been very heater heavy so far in this ballgame. Pull side chip for Harris on the infield, or for Hare, I should say, on the infield. 1-2. High off the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Riders' third baseman still in search of that first hit of the series. He's 0 for 8 so far. Melendez has his sign, rocks back the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. The aforementioned Sandro Fabian, who hit the home run back in the third, is on deck. Frisco putting up 5 runs on offense yesterday, 8 runs the night before. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner, chasing a fastball. Jaime Melendez picks up strikeout number 7. Boy, his fastball must have some kind of movement on it. Sandro Fabian now homered on a 2-0 pitch back in the third. His 10th home run of the year, 29th RBI. First pitch. High of the zone, 1 ball, no strikes. Fabian, right-handed batter, feet close together. The righty Melendez, the 1-0. Low and outside, 2 balls, no strikes.
This is a right-hander in Melendez that was tagged by the Rough Riders back in the second and into the third week of May for a combined 9 runs in 5 2/3.
2-0, settles at the top of the zone for a strike, 2-1.
Very different tonight.
It certainly doesn't look like the same pitcher. He has been electric. Fastball is topped out at 96, 2-1. Breaking ball hit foul up over the netting behind home plate, 2-2. It's been really effective so far against the Riders.
I think the big difference is that in that matchup against Frisco, he walked 7 in those two.
2-2. In the air, right side and foul, still 2-2.
4 in the first matchup on the 17th and 3 on the 22nd of May. No walks tonight. And it's almost been a complete different pitcher in how he's attacked him. It's been heavy strikes. Frisco still looking to try and do damage on him.
2-2. Fouled back again. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fabian, the only man who's been able to do any sort of damage tonight. His homer, that 10th homer of the season, marked the 4th time in his 7-year career that he's gotten double-digit long balls. Try the 2-2 again. High and tight. Backs him off. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Sandro Fabian, the right fielder. Base is clear, 3-1 Corpus Christi in the 5th. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Wow, Jaime Melendez strikes out the side. Give him 8 punch-outs here through 5 innings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top half of the 6th inning coming up. Hooks a 3-1 advantage over the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the 6th inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders turn to their bullpen for the first time tonight, and they pluck Kevin Gowdy out of the pen. Tim Brennan done after his 5 innings. He allows 3 runs, all earned on 7 hits. 4 strikeouts, no walks. And Gowdy, working on 3 days rest, comes out to face Shea Whitcomb to start things off in the sixth inning. 3-1 our score. Corpus Christi leads the Rough Riders. Gowdy, tall, lanky right-hander, 6'4", 205. The 24-year-old works from the third base side of the rubber into his windup. First pitch. Going outside, misses. Tough season for Gowdy so far, making his 18th appearance 0-2 with a 9.75 ERA. 1-0 pitch. Just outside with a fastball, 2-0. 24 innings, 15 strikeouts to 19 walks. Opponent sitting 323 against him. He looks in for a sign, he's got it. And the mustached right-hander deals in the 2-0. Chopper up the middle, second baseman Biggers can't get there. It's into center for a base hit. It's the second hit for Shea Whitcomb today. Leadoff single, Corpus Christi, and that brings Will Wagner to the plate. Eighth hit today for the men from down south. Second appearance of the series for Gowdy. Pitch back on the opener, allowing a couple runs in an inning and a third. Wagner delivers, or I should say first pitch to Wagner. It's down low and inside. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Back-to-back outings before that, though, for Gowdy, in which he did not allow a run. 2 2/3 combined against Arkansas. 1-0 pitch. High. 2 balls, no strikes. So back-to-back 2-0 starts here in this outing. Gowdy's really been working hard. He had a stint on the development list a couple of weeks ago. Seen him in the starting rotation at times, out of the bullpen in long relief. 2-0 pitch on the way. Fastball, rip and a miss. 2 balls, 1 strike, and you just really root for this guy who came over in the trade that involved Kyle Gibson and Hans Kraus last year from the Phillies organization. He's ready from the stretch, the 2-1. High fly ball, shallow left field. Dustin Harris comes in. He's under it. He puts it away. There's the first down of the sixth inning, and Brian Audius makes his way in. That's a guy who was challenged, put here at the AA level at the beginning of the season when Tim Brennan was hurt. And he's still trying to figure it out, though we've seen definite improvements as the season's gone on.
Off the field, just a guy that greets you with a smile and a how are you. Then on the field, he's been in a lot of different roles, so he's just been open to try and thrive and where this staff has and this organization's put him.
First pitch. Adias takes low and away in the dirt. Smothered by Garcia. 1-1, no strikes.
So he's got the right attitude about it. Just being constantly put in different spots, tested about. Still a guy off the field that you just love having a conversation with.
There's not a better guy to be put in a tough situation. And you could meet Kevin Gowdy and never know about his struggles that he's had on the field. It's the kind of guy he is. 1-0, low and outside, 2 balls, no strikes. And he was vocal about it early in the season that he's been put in a few unfamiliar situations. This is a guy who was a draft pick in the second round out of high school, dealt with Tommy John surgery, missed time, had to mix up his pitch selection a little bit, went from a Tommy John. And then now for the first time in his career, he's working consistently out of the bullpen. He's still trying to figure out the best way to go about that. He's ready from the stretch. Riders trailing 3-1 here in the sixth. The pitch. Hard liner up the middle. Caroms off Gowdy's glove right to the second baseman Biggers. On to second for one. And the relay to first is in time for the double play. How about that? That ball was hammered off of Adias' bat at 96 miles an hour. Hit off Gowdy's glove right to the second baseman Biggers, and they turn two. So it's a 1-4-6-3 double play. Side comes to a close here in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the home half of the sixth. It's Corpus Christi 3 and Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own. One of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One ball, no strike. Count to Jax Biggers. The pitch home. Check swing. Strike called anyway on the outside corner. 1-1. We're away in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 3-1. Corpus Christi out in front of Frisco alongside Chris Jarrett. I'm Zach Bigley. Rough Riders trying to find some offense. They had just one hit against Jaime Melendez. He has eight strikeouts through five innings. Back into his wind, the 1-1. Biggers swings, grounds it foul right side. Off the facing of the Corpus dugout. One ball, two strikes. Three runs, eight hits for Corpus Christi. One run on one hit. The solo homer by Fabian back in the third for the Rough Riders. 1-2 is high and tight, 2-2. 95 buzzed the tower of Jax Biggers. He flew out to left field his first time up back in the third inning. Melendez issues home. On the outside corner, strike three called. Four consecutive strikeouts for Jaime Melendez, nine of them tonight. He's retired the last eight he's seen, and here's Dustin Harris, the last man to reach for the Rough Riders. Left-handed batter, right-hander on the hill. First pitch. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. One ball, no strikes. It's crazy how this has been mostly fastballs from Jaime Melendez tonight. He deals. Breaking ball, catches the inside corner for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. This is the second highest strikeout output he has poured in this year. He K'd 12 in five innings on June 25th. The 1-1. Low and away. Two balls and one strike. That was his last start against Amarillo. He's back into his wind. The 2-1. Harris swings, chops it on the ground to the right side. Right at Wagner, the second baseman who fields. Fires onto first and gets the hustling Harris. Two down for Johnny Ornelas. Riders trailing by two here in the sixth inning. Chris talked about earlier how that ERA in June was really low. Well, he's just continuing it. After a 2.01 ERA in June, good first start of July. First pitch, outside corner with a slider for a strike, 0-1. He's been carving up Frisco. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul back behind home, right near J.P. Martinez in the on-deck circle. 0-2. Ornelas coming off a three-hit day. Five hits in his last two games. He's 0 for his first two. Melendez in control. 0-2 on the way. Breaking ball, got him looking. Strike three called in the outside corner. 10 punch outs for Jaime Melendez through six innings of work. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. He's now retired 10 in a row. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 3-1 Hooks. Chris Jarrett takes back over on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit that offer an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall. Goodbye.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with work to be done, trailing the Hooks on Saturday night. 3-1 our score on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you, Zach Bigley to my left. 10 punch-outs for the right-handed starter, Jaime Melendez. And it stifled the Riders' offense to just 1 run on 1 hit. Kevin Gowdy, meanwhile, back on the mound for Frisco. The first pitch, Greg Kessinger shoots it high in the air, shallow infield. Jack Spiggers from second, steps on second, coming in towards the grass, and he makes a catch. One pitch, one out for the right-hander Kevin Gowdy. Here comes Edwin Diaz. Hooks doing their scoring in the top of the third and fourth. RBI knock from Wilger Abreu back in the third. Edwin Diaz with an RBI hit in the fourth inning. First pitch to him, misses outside. 1-0. It was an inning that started with a base hit from Shea Whitcomb before Tim Brennan went fly out, ground out. 1-0. Gowdy nibbles at the higher outer edge of the zone. And Diaz gives a look behind the plate to Harrison Silverman. Make sure they're on the same page. 1-1. Rough Riders with a left-hander up and warming. Looks to be Josh Smith as the next pitch. Misses, and it's 2-1. Gowdy got a unique ground ball back in the sixth inning. Got some help from the defense. 2-1. High and inside on Diaz at 91. 3 balls and a strike. A double play that was logged 4-6-3, but 1-4-6-3 off the glove of the reliever, Kevin Gowdy. He takes a big breath. The 3-1. Fastball barreled in the air to straightaway center. Shallow, though, as Martinez stops, now running in and makes a catch. Sounded corked off the bat of the shortstop, Diaz, but hit just to the shallow part of the pasture. There's two gone. Hooks haven't scored since that fourth inning. The door is open for Frisco offensively. A nod from Gowdy. Facing on the bottom man, Jordan Brewer, the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Brewer, a strikeout victim from Tim Brennan back in the fourth inning. Brennan, a season-high 5 innings tonight. Gowdy's 0-1. Over the net behind home plate. Foul ball makes it 0-2. 3 runs allowed by Brennan on 7 hits before he departed. All of them earned tonight. No walks. Next pitch. Called strike 3, and Brewer knew it. 3 pitches from Kevin Gowdy to pick up his first strikeout of the night. And the Hooks scoreless for the last 3 innings. Frisco needing offense. They look to J.P. Martinez, Blaine Krim, David Garcia with 3-4-5 for the bottom of the seventh. But as we've done it since Thursday, we've got God Bless America for the seventh inning stretch carried live down on the field. And so we'll step aside for it. In Stars and Stripes weekend, God Bless America on the seventh inning stretch.
Be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. We've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the bottom of the seventh after the stretch at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you. And Frisco sending Martinez, Krim, Garcia, the 3-4-5 stretch of the lineup to the plate. And the Rough Riders potentially relieved and likely relieved that it's not Jaime Melendez, who throws a season-high 6 innings tonight and racked up 10 strikeouts. It's Derek West, the first pitch. Dots the zone on the breaking ball. No balls and a strike to Martinez, who's been bottled up to an 0-for-2 night. West, the right-hander, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, blew the fence, and it's 0-2. West at 6'5", 260 on the mound. The 0-2 bouncing well in front of the plate, and that took a chunk, looked like off the hand of Salazar behind the dish. One ball, two strikes, as the Hooks catcher with the glove off, walking around home. Harrison Silverman takes West a new fresh baseball. Salazar back in the crouch behind the plate. And the count 1-2. Just past 8:30 at Riders Field. Frisco with their only run, their only hit, coming in the bottom of the third on a Sandro Fabian home run. 1-2. Martinez chops one first base side. Little dribbler foul. Still 1-2. Chet Comer with the assist. Frisco first base coach. West a long look in on Martinez. Now kicks and fires the 1-2. Tapper just out of the glove, and it bounced off of Martinez. That might have never gotten to the glove. It looked like it kicked off of JP from the left side. Still one ball, two strikes. What a matchup this is. You mentioned short Kings yesterday, Zach. Derek West at 6'5 on JP, who stands in at 5'9. So that's a tall delivery into a small strike zone. 1-2. Crack down the ground right side. Wagner, the second baseman, with it. Sets and throws to first to retire Martinez. There's one gone in the seventh. Base is clear. One out for Blaine Krim, who's flown out to right field on a pair of hard-hit baseballs tonight. Frisco trailing 3-1 in the seventh at risk of ending a two-game winning streak. Derek West, righty-righty the pitch. Down and away from Krim, 1-0. A win tonight for Frisco brings them back to .500 at home. It's been a long stretch for Frisco since they've been there, 1-0. Down and gets past Salazar all the way to the backstop. Two balls, no strikes from West facing Krim. Rough Riders this season at 18-19, the home .500 record. West, the 2-0 pitch, high and away. Three balls, no strikes to Krim, again, who's hitless tonight. Multi-hit outing for Blaine Krim last night, and he walked in the seventh, aboard in three of the four trips. 3-0, that catches the zone. Krim wears a first pitch strike, and now the at-bat starts, 3-1. West shakes off Salazar once. Now the 3-1 pitch. Cranked in the air to center field and well hit. Dearden retreating back to the wall. Leaps and makes an unbelievable catch. Justin Dearden, it took him all the way to the chain link fence in right center field, and he somehow brought this down. Oh, man. What a grab. Again, a ball cranked off the bat of Blaine Krim. This one's hauled in at the wall to one of the deepest spots in the yard. David Garcia, first pitch. Ground ball right side. Wagner there. The second baseman throws to first, and that'll do it for the seventh. Krim highlighting the bottom half of the seventh inning. 105 off the bat to straightaway center, but Justin Dearden with a web jam of a defensive play to keep it a 3-1 ball game. We go to the eighth. Corpus Christi in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the Baseplex to spend a Sunday, then with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful. Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Advantage Hooks on Saturday night, 3-1 our score, with Corpus Christi leading Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. New man on the mound for the Rough Riders is the left-hander, Josh Schmidt. The new reliever coming up earlier in the month of June, about mid-June, before joining the Rough Riders pitching staff. Now out on the mound, set to face the Hooks in the top of the eighth. Not even a quarter to nine. Up in the top of the order in a fresh start for Josh Smith, the native of Saline, Michigan. Coming set from the left side, he'll face Abreu. And the first pitch, that's in there. No balls and a strike to the left fielder, Wilger Abreu, and the night officially underway for Josh Smith. That name might sound familiar to you. 0-1. Crank down the ground and a base hit into right field for Abreu. His second of the night. That one just split the defense of Biggers and Krim right side of the infield. And the leadoff single for Corpus Christi in the eighth frame. Josh Smith standing at 6'5", 205 pounds. 25-year-old for Frisco. Drafted by the Rangers in the 25th round in 2018. No college tab for him on the minor league page, but he began at Kentucky before going back home. Facing Cesar Salazar, it's sprayed foul, 0-1. Came back to finish out at Grand Valley State before being drafted by the Rangers in round number 25. I really didn't get halfway through the question of, so how often do you get mistaken, and he, that's about when he stopped me. 0-1. Sprayed foul up towards the concourse. That one's a scary fly ball. 0-2. Happens all the time. Maybe too much.
You might expect that.
Yeah.
It's funny because if you put them next to each other, they are
completely different.
Opposites.
Completely different. Literally in the fact of a position player or a pitcher. Pitchers are position players. The 0-2. Ground ball foul at the plate. Still Smith in front of the count on Salazar, 0-2.
Athletes?
6'5", 205, Josh Smith. He was a goalie in high school. I asked, for soccer, I should say. I asked him about any other sports with the size he's got, and he goes, no, get that all the time too. Just soccer. 6'5", you're going to cover a lot of ground, a lot of real estate in the net.
No kidding.
No balls, two strikes. As Smith checks first, comes home. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Josh Smith with his first strikeout of the night, and it comes in the eighth inning for the center fielder, Justin Dearden, that made an unbelievable catch back in the bottom of the seventh. Blaine Krim torched a line drive off the bat. Triple digits at 105. A ball that looked like at any point you're waiting for it to get out. Dearden leaped and pulled it back in. Lefty-lefty to the outfielder, Dearden. First pitch from Smith. Outside, 85, 1-0. Josh finds himself in group chats as he gets mistaken for Josh Smith in a lot of other situations.
It's tough.
Reaches into his glove from the left side. Runner goes 1-0. It's down and away and sneaks past Garcia. A little bit to his left. And Wilger Abreu able to swipe a bag. Now in scoring position. First base runner for Corpus Christi to be in scoring position since the fourth. They've been held to just one hit. Big thanks to that to Kevin Gowdy. Strong finish for Tim Brennan in the fifth inning, but Gowdy holding the Hooks to just one hit, no runs, no walks. Smith from the left, the 2-0. 93 missing outside. 3-0 start to the count to Dearden. Rough Riders haven't walked a batter tonight. Only three walks last night behind 11 strikeouts between Owen White and Seth Nordlund. 3-0. Tapper at the plate. And a green light for the center fielder Dearden that wanted to put a drive in a pitch that, fortunately, Smith buried it a little bit in the zone, 3-1. 10 pitches already by Josh Smith. His third batter faced. Abreu at second with a leadoff base hit in the eighth. 3-1 Corpus Christi. The 3-1 pitch to Dearden. Down and outside for ball four. Second and first now with only one out. Not a terrible situation. It puts a force in the infield.
And double play ends the inning now.
Again, just the first walk given up by Frisco tonight. It's been a fun homestand so far. Stars and Stripes weekend continuing tomorrow night. A 6:05 first pitch time between Frisco and Corpus Christi. They put a bow on the six-game homestand at Riders Field. Biggest post-game fireworks show of the year tomorrow. First pitch in the air. Into the glove of Ornelas for one. He'll casually toss to two for the double play. Abreu way off second base. And Whitcomb lining it right to the shortstop Ornelas to Biggers. And a big double play. Momentum for Frisco. Can they garner runs in the bottom of the eighth inning? They trail Corpus Christi 3-1 on bottom of the eighth inning next.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Six, seven, eight for Frisco against Derek West, the right-hander for Corpus Christi. We begin the bottom of the eighth. Kellen Strom, the first man in. And where's the first pitch called? Strike in the inside half, 0-1. The Rough Riders with one run on one hit tonight. The 0-1, a little high and outside. One ball and one strike. Kellen Strom, a chance to extend the on-base streak and try and get something going for Frisco in the bottom of the eighth inning. First the 1-1, swing and a miss. Now West in front, 1-2.
It's a 19 games, just one off the season high mark by any Rough Riders player, 20 by Foscue from April to mid-May.
1-2, quick play for Wagner. Fields it, throws to first, not in time. If it's a hit, Kellen Strom extends the on-base streak. If it's an error, at least it's a runner at first base. But how will this go down?
Man, that's, in my eyes, an above-average play right there from Wagner. That's a tough play on the run, shoulders squared the opposite way to be able to turn the body and throw onto first.
Lost the glasses.
See how it's scored.
Trey Harris standing in from the left side. Righty-lefty matchup as the Riders have the tying run at the plate. Oh, and it's called an error.
Oof.
Hare rips it up the first baseline on the first pitch, and it'll roll to the wall. Strom motoring for third. Arias relaying it back in. Here comes Strom to the plate, and he scores. Trey Hare with an RBI double. The Rough Riders trail it by a run. It's 3-2. Here they come. Five pitches, Frisco garnering two hits and a run across. And that's the first run of the ball game since the top of the fourth inning. The man that has given the Rough Riders their only run entering this frame, Sandro Fabian with the homer in the third, standing in. West, the first pitch. Missing outside. One ball, no strikes. Trey Hare, the left-handed hitter, yanked his 10th double of the season up the first base line and got Kellen moving from first. The 1-0. A floater on the outer half, and it finds his own 1-1. So now both runs coming from the bottom of the card. It's been an offense back to the net. Fabian behind a pitch at 94. The fastball from West puts him in front 1-2. Jaime Melendez tonight with 10 strikeouts in six innings. West looking at second. Now the 1-2. Fabian swings and misses for strike three. That's just the first out of the bottom of the eighth. The tying run at second. And now Jax Biggers striding to the plate. First strikeout for Derek West. If the Rough Riders can turn the lineup card to the top, Dustin Harris, Ornelas, Martinez, Krim, that puts them in a great spot in the late stages of the ballgame. Bottom of the eighth inning, one out, and a tying run at second. First pitch, Biggers scooted back. A pitch that breezed the knees from West, 1-0. Looks like Corpus Christi stirring up their bullpen. The 1-0. Down and inside, smothered by Salazar. Biggers turned the hips, but kept the bat on his shoulders. In front, 2-0. Fur Ozuna is up in the Rough Riders bullpen. It doesn't look to be throwing. He looks ready to roll for the ninth. Righty-lefty matchup for the pitcher West. Looks at second, now the 2-0. Fly ball in the air to left field, up the third baseline, tailing towards the seats. Long run for Kessinger, and he plucked it out of the air. Running towards the wall and away from the ball diamond, and somehow looked over his shoulder and hauled it in. What could be a game-defying play would have been just a long fly ball in the first strike to Biggers. That's a huge second out for Derek West and the Hooks. Corpus Christi has gotten two beautiful defensive plays. A catch from Dearden, and then that from Greg Kessinger. Here's Dustin Harris, righty-lefty. First pitch. Fly ball, well hit out to center field. Dearden going back, looking up, leaps. Did he make the catch? Oh my goodness, he did. Justin Dearden putting on a clinic in center field, and this one might have been brought back in.
101 off the bat, 410 feet, any other place in the park that's gone. Wow, I don't know if that's a homer, but definitely took away extra bases.
We go to the ninth, and Corpus Christi stays on top with the defense shining. And it's a 3-2 Hooks lead for the ninth inning. We go next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Smith back on the bump for the Rough Riders. We start the ninth inning. Pass it back over to Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Will Wagner starts it off. Smith deals in. Fastball for a strike outside corner 0-1. What an incredible play by Justin Dearden to rob Dustin Harris of a potential go-ahead homer or at least a game-tying double in dead center field. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Pitch home. Foul back. 0-2. 3-2 our score. Corpus Christi leads. It was a ball that was 410 feet off the bat of Dustin Harris into the little corner in dead center field off to the right side. Any other place in the ballpark, that's gone. That is by far the deepest part of the park right there. 0-2. High and tight. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand. One ball, two strikes. But he hit it in the exact wrong spot. And Justin Dearden leapt up and made an incredible catch with his glove above the yellow line. And brought it back in. So it remains a one-run game. The Riders do get one run, though, in that bottom of the eighth. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Josh Smith whiffs Will Wagner. One away on the second strikeout for Smitty. Ryan Adias now. David Garcia goes out and has a quick chat with Smith. 3-2, Corpus Christi leads it. Rough Riders with a run in the third and a run in the eighth inning. Their lone offense today. They've been held to just two hits. Both have brought in runs. Solo homer by Sandro Fabian in the third. RBI double Trey Hare in the eighth. Ryan Adias now. Riders being out hit in this game 9-2. Smith fires in. Strikes. Golden opportunity for the Rough Riders. Runner at second. Nobody out. Strikeout. Pop out. And a fly out. Two just spectacular defensive plays in that eighth inning. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. One ball and one strike. Smith trying to keep it within striking distance here. One run disadvantage for Frisco. One and one on audience. Pitch home. In the air, right side. Drips foul out of play into the seats. 1-2. Smith allowed a single in the eighth and a walk. Runners at first and second in that inning with just one out. Shea Whitcomb lined it to short. Ornelas made the catch and then doubled off Abreu at second to get out of the inning. One out, bases clear now. Top of the ninth inning. 1-2 pitch. Inside, two balls, two strikes. Shift to the opposite way in the outfield with Martinez in right center field. Smith the 2-2. Chopper, third base side, backhanded stop, Ornelas. Jump throw from short, and not in time. Krim was off the bag. Oh. Ornelas trying to pull a Derek Jeter in the hole at short. A jump throw onto first base. And Adias just beat it out. Just an incredible athletic play from Ornelas with a strong throw, and it would have been in time. He said Krim was just off the bag. Wow. What a great effort. Yeah, would have beat him, but he was off the bag. Looked like a good call. First pitch, inside, runner goes. Throw to second. Not in time, or did he slide off the bag? No, he didn't. He kept his hand on the bag. Just inside to Greg Kessinger, 1-0. So an infield single. Kessinger 2-for-3 today with a single and a double, and now all of a sudden there's a runner in scoring position. And one out. Smith ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-0. Inside. Spins out of the way of it. Two balls, no strikes. We're at the 9 o'clock hour here on a Saturday night. In the top of the ninth inning. Rifled foul the opposite way. Goes into the bullpen. Oh, what a nice catch in the bullpen. That's a great play for Corpus Christi's Lane Henderson. Got up out of his seat, made the catch. 2-1 on Adias, or I should say on Kessinger. Pitch home. Ground ball out to short. Much easier try for an Ellis, who swallows it up, fires onto first, and gets it. Two outs. Edwin Diaz now. No action in the Riders' bullpen. Jonathan Sprinkle has started to loosen in the Corpus bullpen, though. Might see Derek West to start the inning and then Sprinkle to come in the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 3-2. Runner at second for Edwin Diaz. Diaz singled back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-3. He's 2-for-13 in the series now. Pitch home. Diaz cracks it on the ground up the middle. Shortstop Ornelas fields. Throws onto first. That's the inning. All right, here we go. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on base in the top of the ninth. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 3-2, Corpus Christi. Riders need one to tie it, two to win it on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control, so you can go anteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders trail by one as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning and the perfect juncture of the order to have up. 2-3-4, Johnny Ornelas, J.P. Martinez, Blaine Crim against Derek West. Rough Riders down by one with one run in the eighth inning to draw them ever closer. West, shoulders square towards the plate. He's back into his wine in the first pitch. Ornelas takes a letter high strike outside corner 0-1. A slider from West. Ornelas 0-for-3 today. West back into his wine, the 0-1. Just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have not had a walk-off win this season. They played one extra inning game here at home. It was a loss. 1-1. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. One and two on Ornelas. Trying to make that difference right here. Rough Riders have just managed two hits tonight. Both have produced the pair of runs they have on the scoreboard. Homer from Fabian. RBI double from Trey Hare. 1-2 on the way. In the air, right side and foul. Still one ball, two strikes on Jonathan Ornelas. One, two. Outside. Missed with a slider. Ornelas has seven home runs this year. 2-2. Chopped in the ground. Third base side and foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Facts. We have Ornelas with seven. JP with nine. And Krim due up third in this inning with 12. Good operation for the Rough Riders right now. They would love a base runner to start off the inning. 2-2. In the air, deep to left field, but Abreu is under it. He's back just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. Just missed it. One away. One out in the ninth inning. Riders trailing 3-2. Here's Martinez. Wines and deals. Martinez takes low and inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, no strikes. Martinez went deep yesterday, his ninth home run of the season and his first since May 29th. 1-0 toss. Down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. West looks into the left-handed batter. 2-1. Foul back into the glove. Now it's 2-1. It was 2-0. Corpus Christi with 10 hits. If you take a look at the defense in the outfield for Corpus Christi, they are playing the deepest you'll ever see. 2-1, ripping a miss, 2-2. Fastball at 96. Just about everybody is playing almost within falling distance of the warning track. 2-2 pitch. Inside. Missed with the slider. 3-2. Love for JP to find a way aboard any way he can right here. Krim on deck. Payoff home. Swinging a foul in and out of the glove of Salazar. And it's still three balls, two strikes. Caught a break there. Salazar shaking it off. Wind blowing slightly out to left field here in the bottom of the ninth. Riders trailing 3-2. West from the windup. Here she comes. High ball four. Riders are in business. One out base runner for Blaine Krim, who is the go-ahead run at the plate. Time called. Here's Thomas Whitsett, the pitching coach, who's going to make a visit. There is action with Jonathan Sprinkle in the bullpen down the right field line for Corpus Christi if they were to use with either guy against Blaine Krim, who's 0-3 tonight. He sent a deep drive, though, to center field, Chris, his last time up at 105 off the bat. One of two fantastic defensive plays by Justin Dearden to rob him of extra bases.
This is the guy you want up at this juncture in the ballgame. A runner at first base, and JP likely might be heading for second base to try and get the tying run in scoring position. But everything for Blaine Krim tonight's been well struck. The last one was the best, and it was all the way to the center field wall. Just needs something to find the grass and get JP moving.
Martinez takes his lead with 25 steals this year, second in the league. First pitch. Krim whacks it in the air in a left center field, dropping quickly. That one's down. Martinez around second, motoring towards third. He stops right there. Runners at first and third, one out, bottom of the ninth inning. David Garcia now. And that might be all she wrote for the man on the hill, as Josh Stowers is going to pinch run for Blaine Krim, who did his job on the first pitch
singling into left center field. So Stowers represents the game's winning run at first. This is just the third time all season that manager Jared Gettert has pinch run. It has paid off once. Stowers came across to tie the game in Midland right at the end of April. Runners at the corners, one out. Riders trailing 3-2. Garcia at the plate is 0-3. West from the stretch, he pitches. High drive, deep down the right field line. Arias to the warning track, and it's foul. 0-1. Oh, baby, 1-1 off the bat. Wouldn't have had the distance, would have tied the game. It's 0-1. Whew. Garcia behind in the count. West brings it in. Stowers takes off, check swing, throw to second. Not in time. Here comes JP, and he's out. Oh, brother. A risky move. Double steal. And the throw from Edwin Diaz, the shortstop, as he came up close to the cut of the grass, was perfect. Slinging it home, and JP was fried by a mile. So two outs now. Stowers at second base, no steal for him. And it's one ball and one strike on Martinez. Pitch home. High, and it's two balls and one strike on Garcia, I should say. Martinez out at home. It goes caught stealing, 2-6-2. Two down. West brings it in. Check swing grounder foul back behind home, and just like that, the Riders are down to their final strike. Runner at second. Riders trailing 3-2. They had runners on the edges. And just one out. And now things looking dicey. Garcia ready at the plate. West brings in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that's the ball game. Oh, the Rough Riders had a golden opportunity. It's squandered, though, on this Saturday night. And they fall 3-2 to Corpus Christi. Tough one tonight. Frisco has their two-game winning streak snapped, and they'll try and win tomorrow and force a series split in this set. 3-2, our final score. Chris will break it down in the post-game show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Heartbreaker tonight as the two-game win streak comes to a close. The Rough Riders out hit by Corpus Christi 10-4, but Frisco stranding the tying run aboard in scoring position tonight. They fall to the hooks 3-2. Taking a look at the offensive card, tampered down by Corpus Christi's right-handed starter Jaime Melendez, that picks up just his second win of the season. He entered today 1-7 with a +5 earned run average, but Melendez, just 20 years old, struck out 10 and only gave up a Sandro Fabian home run. Bottom of the order, Kellen Strom with a base hit, Trey Hare with the base hit, Sandro Fabian with the base hit.
in a ball game that didn't have any errors committed on either ends of the field. So Kellen Strom's on-base streak is continued. And again, Melendez, really the efforts to win the ball game tonight for Corpus Christi as he strikes out 10 in 6-1 run innings. Derek West came in. It was really dicey, but he picks up his second save of the year. Frisco, again, getting a one-out walk from J.P. Martinez, a base hit from Blaine Krim to put runners at the corners. They tried the old double steal, and with the throw to second, Martinez off and running to the plate. It was cut off beautifully by Diaz, fed to Salazar, and Martinez evaded the tag for a while, but blocked by the catcher Salazar and ultimately tagged out. Stowers at second, and Garcia went down swinging. A ball game that took just 2 hours and 6 minutes tonight. That one motored by us, but the Rough Riders dropping on Saturday night 3-2. With the loss, now 2-3 in the second half, 38-36 this season, and no chance for Frisco to get to 500 at Riders Field, at least this week. Corpus Christi with the win, now 35-39. We step aside on the Riders Baseball Network on our post-game coverage, come back and take a final trip around the Texas League and look towards tomorrow. That's next. 3-2, the final score tonight.
You can't celebrate Independence Day without fireworks. Spend your 4th of July weekend at Riders Field and catch post-game fireworks on Fireworks Friday, presented by Raisin Cane's, and the next night with Skylit Saturday, with our biggest post-game fireworks display of the year on July 3rd. Get your tickets today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
3-2 the final score tonight as the two-game winning streak for Frisco comes to a close. Take a look around the Texas League with us. San Antonio topping Midland 9-5 as it continues to be a red-hot start to the second half for the Missions. Arkansas in front of Tulsa on the road at the end of the eighth. The Drillers with two runs in to make it a 4-3 ball game. Looks a lot similar to like ours tonight as the Travelers on the road trying to see if they can pick up another win against the top team in the Texas League in Tulsa. Northwest Arkansas and Amarillo in another shootout. Not even through seven innings yet, and a 9-8 ball game is what the Nats and the Saudis are looking at. Springfield and Wichita, that one's over. 5-4 final as the Cardinals come out on top of the win search tonight. Despite just four hits, Wichita out hitting Springfield 7-4, but they fall 5-4 the final. No announced starter tomorrow night for Frisco, and we're looking forward to the series finale at home for the finale of Stars and Stripes weekend as well. Julio Robina, the left-hander for Corpus Christi, getting the start. He's 2-2 this year, announcing their Sunday starter sometime tomorrow, so keep a keen eye and ear out towards Frisco's socials on Twitter or Facebook to see the announced starter, as the Rough Riders now have to win Sunday to force at least a split against the Hooks. You really wanted this one tonight. Frisco with a lot of scoring chances, but ultimately coming up on the losing end of this action. 3-2 the final score, stranding the tying run in scoring position in the ninth. Tomorrow night's ball game with a 6:05 start, an hour early, and we'll have post-game fireworks for you tomorrow night as well. The biggest fireworks show of the season expected tomorrow night at the ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bingley, I'm Chris Jarrett, signing off at 9:15 from Riders Field. We'll talk to you tomorrow around 5:45 when we'll be on the air with a 10-minute countdown and hoping for a win for Frisco tomorrow night to split the series against Corpus Christi. Have a great rest of your Saturday night. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.